Good morning. This is Akashvani and I am Naresh Mago with the world's news. The headlines. Iran fires missiles at the Israeli cities of Dimona and Arad near the Negev Nuclear Research Center in response to US-Israeli attacks on its nuclear sites. U.S. President Donald Trump threatens to hit and obliterate Iran's power plants if Strait of Hormuz is not reopened within 48 hours. Sri Lanka increases fuel prices by 24% to 30% amid rising global oil costs. And in squash, Veer Chotrani sets up an All India Summit clash with Abhay Singh in the men's singles of the Indian Open in Mumbai today. Iran has fired missiles at the Israeli city of Dimona and the town of Arad, areas close to the Negev Nuclear Research Center, as tensions escalate in West Asia. Iranian state TV said the attacks were in response to earlier U.S. and Israeli strikes on Iran's nuclear sites in Bushehr and Natanz. We have a report.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu held talks with Mayor of Arad, Yair Mayan, and conveyed his prayers for those injured in Iran's attack near Israel's Dimona and the Negev Nuclear Research Center. According to the Israeli Foreign Ministry, more than 100 people, including children, were injured in the attack. The International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, said that it is aware of reports of an incident in the city of Dimona in Israel involving a missile impact and has not received any indication of damage to the nuclear research center in Negev. The IAEA added that information from regional states indicates that no abnormal radiation levels have been detected. Meanwhile, in the UAE, authorities in the Ras Al Khaimah confirmed that air defenses successfully intercepted incoming threats. The interceptions followed days of Iranian missile and drone launches toward the UAE, most of which have been shot down by the Emirati defense systems. These developments form part of a broader wave of Iranian retaliatory action against both Israel and its regional partners. With Vinod Kumar's report from Dubai. This is Chirag Jha for World News.
U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to hit and obliterate Iran's power plants if Tehran does not reopen the Strait of Hormuz within 48 hours. President Trump issued the ultimatum on Truth Social this morning, giving Iran exactly 48 hours to open the vital waterway or face a new round of attacks. He stated that the United States would target various Iranian power plants, starting with the biggest one. In another post, President Trump said that Iran wants to make a deal, but he does not. He added that he has achieved his objectives weeks ahead of schedule. The United States military has struck over 8,000 military targets, including 130 Iranian vessels, since the beginning of Operation Epic Fury against Iran. Commander of the United States Central Command, Admiral Brad Cooper, informed this in a media briefing.
Iran has lost significant combat capability over the last 3 weeks. We are taking out thousands of Iranian missiles, advanced attack drones, and all of Iran's navy, which they use to harass international shipping. So far, we've struck over 8,000 military targets, including 130 Iranian vessels, constituting the largest elimination of a navy over a three-week period since World War II.
Saudi Arabia has notified the military attaché at the Iran's embassy and three members of the mission staff to leave the kingdom within 24 hours. Saudi Arabia has also condemned the Iranian aggressions against the kingdom, the Gulf Cooperation Council GCC states, and a number of Arab and Islamic countries. Sri Lanka's state-run Ceylon Petroleum Corporation has sharply increased fuel prices, citing rising global oil costs linked to the escalating tensions in the West Asia region. Fuel prices have been raised across the board by 24% to 30%. Kerosene prices have also been increased by 60 rupees to 255 rupees per litre. The latest revision marks the second price hike since the outbreak of the West Asia conflict. Combined increases across key fuel categories now total around 35%, underscoring the impact of volatile global energy markets on Sri Lanka's import-dependent economy. The government has approved another 20% allocation of commercial LPG to states, which would take overall allocation to 50%, including 10% allocation based on ease of doing reforms for PNG expansion. This additional percentage of allocation shall be given on priority to sectors like restaurants, dhabas, hotels, industrial canteens, dairy, subsidized canteens, and others run by state or local bodies. The government has assured the citizens that there is no shortage of petrol, diesel, or LPG, urging people not to panic as it strengthens response measures amid tensions in West Asia. The Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways has said it is closely monitoring shipping movements, port operations, safety of Indian seafarers and continuity of maritime trade. The ministry said that a total of 22 Indian-flagged vessels with 611 Indian seafarers remain in the western Persian Gulf region and DG Shipping is monitoring the situation. The External Affairs Ministry said the government is working to ensure the safety of Indians living in West Asia. It said Indian missions are operating round the clock, helping citizens with travel, safety and emergency support. This is Akashwani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Cuba suffered a second power blackout in less than a week, leaving millions of people without electricity. Cuba's Ministry of Energy announced that the entire island has suffered another electrical blackout, leaving more than 10 million people without power. The ministry said protocols for restoration have already begun to be implemented. Cuba is facing a severe fuel crisis as the U.S. continues to block critical oil shipments from Venezuela. Meanwhile, the country is preparing to receive a Russian tanker later this month. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for unity and action to address the ancient poison of racism, which he said is alive and kicking in every community, society, country and region of the world. In his message on the International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination observed yesterday, Guterres said, "Racism lives on in the legacies of colonialism, enslavement and oppression." The India-Africa Strategic Partnership Meet was held yesterday during the third day of the Bharat Electricity Summit 2026 in New Delhi. The discussions reflected a clear and forward-looking vision that India and Africa would deepen their engagement through a structured and action-oriented partnership focused on delivering tangible outcomes. On the occasion of World Water Day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon citizens to reaffirm their commitment to conserve every drop of water and ensure its responsible use. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that water sustains life and shapes the planet's future. Leaders of the Tibetan government in exile have strongly condemned China's new past Ethnic Unity and Progress Promotion Law, saying it will further intensify repression in Tibet and other regions. The law, signed by Chinese President Xi Jinping on the 12th of this month, calls for ethnic unity and will come into effect on the 1st of July this year. In squash, India's Veer Chotrani defeated Malaysia's Sanjay Jiwa 3-1 to book his place in the men's singles final of Indian Open in Mumbai. With this, Veer Chotrani will face Abhay Singh in an all-India final clash today. Earlier, Abhay Singh stormed into the final, beating Malaysia's Amishendra Chandran 3-1 in the semi-final. In women's singles, top seed and defending champion Anahat Singh defeated compatriot Tanvi Khanna 3-1 to reach the women's singles final. She will now face second seed Egyptian player Hannah Moataz in the final. In women's cricket, Rwanda's Fanny Utagushi Maninde has become the youngest centurion ever in women's T20 international history. The Rwanda opener scored 111 not out just off 65 balls against Ghana in Nigeria Invitational Women's T20 International Tournament. And now before we end, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Iran fires missiles at the Israeli cities of Dimona and Arad near the Negev Nuclear Research Center in response to U.S.-Israeli attacks on its nuclear sites. U.S. President Donald Trump threatens to hit and obliterate Iran's power plant if Strait of Hormuz is not reopened within 48 hours. Sri Lanka increases fuel prices by 24% to 30% amid rising global oil costs. And in squash, Veer Chotrani sets up an all-India summit clash with Abhay Singh in the men's singles of the Indian Open in Mumbai today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.